Congratulations, you've gotten the interview, and now you're wondering, what are you supposed to wear to an interview? I had this exact same question 6 years ago when I started applying for my first teaching position, and can I say, I was extremely nervous. You would find me scrolling social media, scrolling Pinterest, looking for all the cute teacher interview ideas on what I should be wearing, and I had about a million questions on what my outfit should look like. Since then, not only have I completed and accepted numerous teaching positions, but I've also been a part of the hiring committee for my different districts. Now, while it does matter where you are applying to or from which country, state to state, and even town to town, no joke, the apparel that teachers wore in Oregon, where I am originally from, is drastically different than New Mexico, but that's beside the point. Here are some general guidelines on what you should wear for your next teacher interview. Hey, teacher bestie, my name's Helena, and I'm the creator of the Present Teacher Podcast. I'm a first-year teacher coach, and in this podcast, you are going to learn everything from simple, actionable classroom management, social-emotional learning, and teacher wellness strategies. You know that impact you want to make in the classroom? Well, we're going to make it happen here. Now, a good general rule of thumb is you want to wear clothes that is a slight step up from what you would wear as a teacher. The first thing you might consider wearing during your next teacher interview is a dress. Depending on if you are somebody who likes to wear a dress or not, a dress might be a good choice to wear during an interview. Now, I tend to recommend conservative dresses that cover your shoulders, aren't too short, or you can wear a cover or a cardigan over. But with that being said, you want something that you're confident in and you feel like your best. Now, here are some pros to wearing a dress during your next teacher interview. The first one being you don't have to worry about putting an entire outfit together because you already have that with a dress. It has the top and the bottom, and there's not much else to think about other than shoes if you need to cover your hair, makeup if you wear makeup, and jewelry if you want. So it really takes the guesswork and piecing together different articles of clothing out. It also helps you save time, and it's easy to look put together and prepared for your interview when you are wearing a dress. Now, here are some things to keep in mind if you are considering wearing a dress during your interview. In general, I personally don't wear a dress to an interview, especially if there's a mini lesson involved, as I am mostly a primary teacher. So during my mini lesson, I might be asked to go on the floor, help students, and I'm not gonna wanna worry about a wardrobe malfunction while people are observing me during my mini lesson. So that is something that I'm always conscious of, and I recommend that the teachers I work with be conscious of if they are going for their interview. Ask yourself if you are going to be doing a mini lesson, and is this something that you're going to feel confident moving around the classroom if you have to teach a mini lesson? The second article of clothing I recommend wearing during your teacher interview is a good pair of slacks. I love a good pair of slacks, especially if I'm going to teach a mini lesson. What I love about them is they're formal and they're pretty easy to wear and move around in. This is a great option too if you're like me and you're not particularly a dress person or you don't like to wear dresses every day. So here are some overall pros to wearing slacks over a dress. The first one is it's a great option for people who don't like dresses but want to dress formally and business casual. Now, here's something to keep in mind if you wear slacks is it can be harder to figure out how to put an outfit together. It can be slightly more expensive because you're buying two articles of clothing as opposed to one for your outfit. But if you are tight on money, a hack I recommend is to check out your nearest secondhand store like Goodwill, Salvation Army. Here where I'm at, they have a thing called Savers. You can also check out Ross or TJ Maxx. These are all the places I looked for, and I found a great pair of slacks for my first interview that were less than $20. The third article of clothing I recommend wearing is cardigans or blazers or some sort of cover. I like to put these over a blouse, especially if you're wearing a top or a dress with straps or strapless. This is a great way to make the clothes that you already have seem more formal than they actually are. In general, like I said, I like to wear clothes that I would teach in or dress up in to teach in, maybe on a dress up Friday or my Mondays where I like to dress up. But why I love to wear cardigans or blazers is I get to wear my favorite tops and I don't have to worry about them not being within dress code. I can already use what I have and just throw a cardigan or a blazer over it and I'm good to go. Here are the general pros I have in regards to cardigans and blazers when it comes to your interview. The first one is it opens your options to wearing more tops. And the second thing is it actually covers your tattoos. Now I know, again, this depends wildly on where you are applying to, but I actually have several tattoos that are visible unless I wear long sleeves. So that's why I particularly like this option. It's easy for me to cover up my tattoos when I am doing this. And also, it's great for cooler weather because you can wear a short sleeve or wear a tank top under and you don't have to wear this super long, bulky sweater to try to cover everything. Overall, I just like a good cardigan or blazer. Now, here are some things to keep in mind when you are choosing a cardigan or a blazer. The first one being it might bring the cost of your overall outfit up because, again, it's just adding an additional thing you need to add to your outfit. Plus, it might be a little warmer or tired depending what kind of cardigan you get. As I mentioned earlier, make sure if you're worried about cost to check out your local secondhand or TJ Maxx or Ross, like I mentioned earlier. There is absolutely no shame to wearing secondhand clothes. In fact, my first 3 years of teaching, that's all I wore, and I got several compliments on my outfits, whether it was my teaching outfits or my interview outfits. Either way, check out your local secondhand store and you can find a lot of great clothes for a really good deal. The next article of clothing I recommend wearing are closed-toed shoes. Now, story time. My first teacher interview, I wore heels and I instantly regretted it, and here's why. Now, a little fun fact about me, I walk on my toes, and yes, my kids like to point it out all the time. So actually wearing heels tends to be a little more supportive for me than flat-toed shoes because I don't tend to walk with flat feet. As I said, walk on my toes. But regardless, it was an absolute nightmare wearing my heels because I had to do a mini lesson. And by the end of it, my feet were killing me. And of course, after the mini lesson, the lovely interview committee wanted to give me a tour of the school, which I was absolutely grateful for. But it was a nightmare to walk around in those high heels, and the poor admin had to wait on me because I couldn't take these long strides because I was wearing really high heels. So, with that being said, I recommend wearing flat, comfy shoes that are still formal, semi-formal, business casual. In general, I don't recommend wearing open-toed shoes like flip-flops or super high heels like I did my first interview. Make sure whatever shoes you wear, they're gonna be something you're gonna feel confident in, that you can walk around in easily, and they won't kill your feet, especially if you're gonna do a mini lesson or there's a possibility you might get a tour of the campus. The last recommendation I have when it comes to your attire for an interview, teacher interview, is to hide your piercings and tattoos. Now, I know this might be considered old-fashioned and it greatly depends on where you have an interview for. Like I said, in Oregon, it was highly expected that you didn't have color hair, no piercings, especially face piercings, and tattoos had to be hidden. Therefore, like my nose ring, for example, would have to be removed. However, in New Mexico, a lot of teachers here actually wear jeans Monday through Friday. So the attire for your interview is going to be different depending where you live, like I said, country, state, and even town or district. But in general, when I am going to an interview and I'm not quite sure what the climate entails for the attire for staff, I tend to dress up and remove any piercings and cover any tattoos. That way they are hidden during the interview if possible. So for example, I have a tattoo behind my ear that many people don't know about. So I like to, when I do an interview, wear my hair down. Like I said, I'll remove this piercing. And then I have a tattoo that says Fuerte, which is strong. And it's got a green ribbon that says it's for mental health. I like to either wear my watch or I make sure that's covered. That way nobody sees it during my interview. So that wraps up the ultimate guide on what to wear during your next teacher interview. If you want to dive deeper into the whole teacher interview process, I have a couple next steps for you. The first one being, make sure to subscribe where you're joining us from, because in the upcoming weeks, I'm actually doing a teacher interview series. This is part two of the series, and I don't want you to miss out on any content I'm sharing this month about how to land your upcoming interview or to land your next teaching position. The second resource I have for you is to download the Ultimate Teacher Interview Guide. So over the course of a couple of years, I've received several questions about how to prepare for your upcoming interview, and I noticed a trend that a lot of these questions were very similar or the same question on repeat. So what I did is I took the top questions I get about the interview process and I put it into one single place. That way you can get all your questions answered in one single spot. So that's the other resource that I recommend. The next resource I recommend you check out is to check out the Land Your Dream Job mini course. So this mini course is 5 lessons that walks you through everything you need to know, from researching your dream district to preparing for your interview to following up after your interview. The whole goal is, I know oftentimes teachers who are applying elsewhere are either A, first-time teachers who are undergoing student teaching and applying while they're in college, maybe have a second job, or B, teachers who already are teaching and don't have time to dedicate hours upon end towards the teacher interview process, but still want to find a career or a district that they are in line to and that they'll love. So I created this mini course to walk teachers through in an entire weekend everything they need to do step by step to prepare for their upcoming interview. Now, over the year, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about this, and I've decided to actually revamp this mini course to add some bundles and some templates for writing your resume and your cover letter and some grab and go templates. So for that reason and all the positive feedback I've gotten, I'm deciding to raise my price on the mini course, and I'm going to do that at the end of this month. So make sure you join that mini course if you're looking at landing your next teaching position this summer before the first of next month, so you can get in when the prices are still at what they are at now. So that wraps up everything you need to know about landing your upcoming teaching position. As always, remember, we are stronger together. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you in the next one, Teacher Bestie. Bye! Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I hope that you were able to take away some value that will help you thrive inside and out of the classroom. It would mean the world to me if you could take 5 seconds right now and leave a review on this podcast. And if you found this podcast especially helpful, make sure to take a screenshot of this episode right now and tag me on your socials to let me know you're listening. As always, remember that we are stronger together. With all the love in the world, Helena, aka the President Teacher. See you next time, Teacher Bestie.